a business idea? Got a cool invention? Call in now for the Buzz Business Pitch Tank with our investor, Brandon T. Adams. 818-2899.
Here comes Brandon T. Adams live from
Florida.
Florida. Floridaville.
It's
like, where's Waldo? Buzz Business Pitch Tank today, and we have a new. Our next victim is Colin. Hi, Colin. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us 60 seconds of the pitch with Brandon here.
I'm 19. Dropped out of college because I didn't like it. Kind of figuring my way out as it is. I feel like there's probably a lot of other people like me. I just get to be the one in front of the camera today.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Now, you were saying to us that you basically knew more than your professor was teaching.
Oh, my gosh. It was terrible. I had one of my professors try to tell me the earpiece on where your phone speaker is was a microphone. And at that point, I knew I was like, I need to get out of here. Oh, man.
So what is your passion and interest? Because you want to get a head start on starting a business? Or are you thinking the corporate world? What are you thinking right now?
I really have not figured out either. I just know I want to go somewhere into videography. I've run my own YouTube channel for the last 2.5 years, and I know that I want to stay somewhere either behind the camera or in front of the camera or the one putting the videos together.
What's your video channel?
Nice.
What's it about?
I've mainly just been playing games on it for the last few years, but I started getting into doing lifestyle content almost-ish. It's kind of hard to explain.
Okay, so you got a YouTube channel, which is awesome, and so you're 19. You're not in college anymore. What, like, before I say anything to you, what is going through your mind of what you think you're going to do to make money?
Figured I would try getting into some photography, videography jobs, work my way up on that end, as well as try and start my new YouTube channel, grow in popularity over there, and kind of build myself up a reputation of someone who knows what they're doing, and seeing if that could take me into having a reputation of someone that could reach out to people to get people to join a business that I create one day or find some other high-paying job to join.
So let me ask you, why videography? I'm just curious. What makes you excited about videography, photography, or any of that?
Just a passion. I mean, I think it's really interesting to take something that isn't all that interesting, lots of little pieces to put together and to make into something that I can think is beautiful.
Yeah.
I like that. So good news is, Colin, I've worked with a lot of videographers and cinematographers, and I've even mentored kids close to your age and building their videography business. And I have a few ideas for you. So are you ready for some ideas and action items?
Yeah.
You okay. Thought you'd get out of homework when you got out of college. Never.
So here's two sides of this. One, I love that you have a YouTube channel already. Yeah. I would say for you, start really just showing your creativeness. Start creating content, having fun with it. Whether you're filming cars, like I have a friend that he'll just on his free time film cars and do cool edits and post it, which attracts business. So start posting videos. Maybe you're in front of the camera talking about something, talking about videography, talking about different edits, whatever that may be, your passion. And then showing people the creative like touch that you have with your own editing and your actual products that you're capturing. That's one side of it because you're building your brand that way. The second side of it is we need to get you some paid gigs. We need to get you some gigs where you can get some experience and you can start filming with other people. Do you know like specific people you would like to film with, any kind of niche or industry?
Not really.
Okay, so that figuring that out will help who you're going to reach out to. But what I would do for you is I would make the task to reach out to in the next week, let's say 50 people. 50 people between Instagram DMs to text messages to social media to email, to you name it. And you can start with your core circle. And you can start with the core circle of people you know and say, hey, it's Colin here. I'm going to be doing some videography work. I want to really get my business started. Do you or anybody you know need some work? And I'm willing to do it at a discounted price to show my work. So that's one side of it. The other side of it is you can reach out to other, let's say, influential people or people that kind of have attraction on social media. And you can say, hey, I'm going to offer you for the first time just free work. Let me film with you. see if we're a good fit. No obligation. I'll send you the deliverables. You can post it. Tag me if you want. And if it works out, then we can continue to work together. That's how I started my career. I started by doing work for free, and then I showed my worth, and then I was able to charge for what I did. So for you, you could go to different influential people. You could do some work for them. You got to make sure it's good. And then they're going to, if they're liking your work, they're going to say, hey, Colin, I want to pay you. I want you to come back. Does that make sense?
I have a question. Could he reach out to someone in California, like an influencer that's kind of up and coming, and say, just send me your raw stuff, put it up on a drive. I'm going to turn it into something awesome and send it back to you? Or does he have to work with someone in person?
You could do that too. I have people reach out to me all the time. I usually turn them down because I'm in a little different stage of my career. Now, starting out, I would have said yes. And so you can reach out and say, hey, give me your stuff. I'll edit it, and then I'll give it to you. And you, if you like it, we can do more of it. So you, I don't know. Have you done much editing, Colin, or is it more the video side filming?
Yeah, I've done a lot of editing. That's mostly what it's been for the last few years-ish.
So you could start out doing that way. I mean, by doing both sides of it, you learn so much from the filming side, even in front of the camera, and then also on the editing side. So doing all three of those things makes you really kind of mastered at what you do. But you could do just like he said here, Scott. You could reach out to somebody across the country and say, hey, do you have any video footage? Upload here. I'll edit it.
Okay, yeah. So 50 people, Colin, is your homework. You got to reach out to 50 people. How would he price it out with some of these people?
There's a couple ways. You're going to have to really think on your feet, because some circumstances, if they're very influential, they're going to probably say, like, hey, let's see what you're worth, and then I'll pay you. That's what I always did.
Uh-huh.
But there's going to be some people, you can word it this way. Hey, you charge a pricing, and you can throw in numbers. It could be hourly. Eventually, you can get per project basis. And at least they could say no, and then you can always say, okay, what's in your budget? I mean, the best question, this is one of the clients I worked with. I said, hey, this is what you do. When they ask you what they want, you say, okay, this. And then what you got to say to them is, what's your budget for this?
Mm-hmm.
And let them tell you what the budget is, because you don't undercut yourself. You may think, oh, it's 250. They might say, my budget's $2,000. If it's $2,000, okay, I can accommodate that.
I guess so, yeah. This time.
And Colin, how many followers do you have on your YouTube channel?
28,441.
Oh, God. I mean, does he milk that, or does he start something new?
So, you know, I mean, you also are going to have to reach out to other people outside of the network, but you do have a following there. Start posting that content. And I don't know if they're following you for the gaming side of things or what that audience is following you for, but you can start posting the content you want them to know you for, which could be videography and editing. So start doing cool cuts, cool edits, talking on camera. Hey guys, this is me. I'm doing some video here. This is my business. And then give them some cool stuff that's entertaining. And then they're going to consume that, and they might reach out to you or might refer you somebody for business.
Okay, Colin.
All right, man.
I love it.
You got
so
it.
So the homework
Colin,
today.
You down for the dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can handle that.
Oh, listen to him. So cool.
I love it.
Thank you, Brandon. Follow Brandon on social media, all the platforms at Brandon T. Adams.